Yes, Elroy is trying to balance the budget. I always respected Elroy because he never held punches with me. He was always very straightforward. And was it 70 or when he was going to drop rowing and we had the big, he was going to drop gymnastics.
71 was.
71, was, right, as we worked up to that. And he was always penny pinching on that. And in 71, after many threats to dropping it, he was trying to manipulate so that he could drop rowing and gymnastics and baseball. And he took me out to lunch to the Maple Bluff Country Club. He says, I've got a proposition I want to present to you, Coach, to Jabbo. I'd like to talk. So we went there. And I remember he said, well, how about something to drink? I said, yeah, I'll have a martini. And I had a martini and he had one. And we sat and talked. And he says, now, he says, you know, the athletic department's in dire straits. And I really have to do something, but I respect you. And you know, you're such a good fundraiser. I'm going to make a proposition to you. I'm going to drop crew as a formal athletic department sport, and it'll be a club sport, but it'll operate just like it has been. And I will keep you on salary an indeterminate period of time. And you can do with the rowing program as you see fit with the monies you can raise. And I have complete confidence in your ability to raise money enough to do all the things you want to do. He said, what do you think of that? I'd like to take that proposition to the athletic board. And we small talked a little. I said, Elroy, I said, you know, what do you mean, indeterminate period of time? Well, you know, we're an indeterminate period of time. And I said, well, that's kind of vague to me and without any reassurance of any kind of a future. And we talked some more, and then it kind of dropped by the table side as we finished our lunch, and we got into his big Cadillac and started back toward the campus. And about halfway down on Gorham Street, he said, well, have you thought about this? And I said, yes, I have. And I said, how goes rowing, I will go too. If you're going to drop rowing, you're going to drop me. I'm not leaving the sport. I can't accept your position in it. I see it as nothing but a weakness as far as the program goes, and it. I just can't accept that. I won't go with that. If you have to drop the sport of rowing, you're going to have to drop me too. And I don't have any hard feelings with that. If that's the way it's got to go, that's what you got to do. And he never quite forgave me on that because he thought he was going to buy me out on that. And then, you know, that bit the squeeze play on. And then you could say, well, if I didn't have success in fundraising, this is nothing but a nuisance to have around. And, you know, it'd have been all over. And I think that it was fortunate that I chose that avenue because I could see nothing but weakness looking the other way on it. But Elroy and I were always straightforward, and the only time I felt threatened was one time I was at a fundraiser with him at Monroe Country Club, where the department had a number of these fundraisers, and I was practice putting on a green, on a practice green, and Elroy came over and he putted a little. He says, tell you what, Jabbo, see that we're about 20 feet from the hole. You make the putt, and I'll buy you a new boat, new shell. You don't make the putt, and I make mine, I drop crew. And I laughed. I said, Elroy, I'm not a golfer. I'm not taking you up on that one. Because I didn't, because you'd probably done that, you know.